In recent years, 10 states have added photo identification to the list of requirements necessary to vote or to register to vote. Republicans say the increased regulations are essential to maintaining integrity at the polls. Many of the speakers for the event disagreed, including Gabriella, an undocumented activist with Presente.org.
And they're passing these laws saying that they're trying to stop non-citizens from voting, undocumented people from voting, but we know that's a lie. In addition to fines and imprisonment, undocumented people risk deportation if they were to try to register to vote. We know that that's not happening. And voter fraud is a myth.
Media and protesters congregated to hear other lectures from the Centennial Park stage. Erika Andiola is an undocumented American. She was born in Mexico but moved to Arizona with her mother and four siblings.
She came to a state that through history now has been telling my mother that she is a criminal, that she is a smuggler, that she's a drug trafficker. But she's not. She's my hero. She's my mother. I was only 11 years old when she brought me here.
Andiola is now eligible for a work permit under President Barack Obama's new deferred action policy. She still had to pay out-of-state college tuition rates due to her residency status and is not eligible to vote. She said immigration was not easy and can still remember selling tamales on the street corner to make ends meet.
And then I went to school. And then I started listening to all of my counselors and my teachers that were like, wow, Erica, you're a really, really, really bright woman, and you know that you're going to be able to do so much. But then I came to my senior year, and those same people that were telling me, encouraged me to keep going, said, whoa, we just figure out that you don't have a Social Security number.
Some speakers criticized Republican Florida Governor Rick Scott, including local activist Ella Coffey. She condemned Scott's drug testing requirement for welfare recipients. State data showed that regulation resulted in no fiscal savings and did not have any effect on the number of applicants.
Who restricts voting? Why would you not want more citizens of this land to vote?
¿Por qué tú no vas a querer que más gente vote? ¿Por qué más quieres que más ciudadanos no estén votando?
Former President Clinton said he has never in his lifetime seen the determined effort to limit enfranchising. The governor said that shortening of the early voting days would cut back on the budget. Well, we've heard that before. Remember drug testing, how that would cut back on the budget? Ask Scott how well that's worked out for him.
Green Party vice presidential candidate Sherry Hunkela also took to the stage. Hunkela was critical of Democrats as well as Republicans.
It was under the Obama administration that we saw the majority of the undocumented immigrants deported. It was under the Obama administration that we saw the same amount of money as George W. Bush spending on the military.
The crowd grew to more than 500 people, and a march through Ybor City followed the presentations. Patrons of many local businesses along the route came out to watch the parade and snap photos. An 8-foot-tall Mitt Romney puppet led the group. Kathy Morris is one of the creators of the puppet and went to great lengths to make sure the design stayed within city ordinances.
It's made of paper mache and sticks that are 2 inches by a quarter inch, which was the required, code within the green zone. It's also made out of packing peanuts for the arms inside, the stuffing material, and then, of course, the head is the paper mache part.
Participants carried signs and played instruments along the route. Nadine Hayes traveled from Los Angeles for the convention and says she's running for president. She shouted from her megaphone along the way and thanked police officers for their politeness.
You know how America was founded? America was known as the melting pot because we formed our country with immigrants. Isn't it interesting now, as the government gets to choose, which immigrants are legal and which ones are illegal?
A helicopter hovered overhead throughout the event, and more than 50 police officers were present, but the rally concluded without arrest or incident. For WMNF News, I'm Liz McKibben in Ybor City.